Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Yo, what's going on, buddies?
Hey.
CNR on FSR. Let's go.
Taco Tuesday.
All right. By the way, I saw the forecast. It's raining tacos from out of the sky.
Tacos?
No need to ask why. Open your mouth, shut your eyes. Raining
it's
tacos.
Raining tacos.
It is. Broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You've had a day to think about it. Do you believe Ohtani?
I don't know. I believe Pete Rose. That's who I believe. Let's rock out.
Pete Rose?
Pete Rotani.
There's a Pete Rose clip that I think is the most eye-rolling, embarrassing thing.
I love it.
And Covino thinks it's great. We're going to play that in a little bit.
It's the best.
We're going to talk about Jim Harbaugh living in a van down by the river.
Is he? That's what I heard.
49ers are tweeting emoji code. But we got to talk about the NFL to kick this off. I know it's March Madness. We're back in action, in 2 days? The Sweet 16 continues?
Yeah, of course. Lots to get to. DB's got your updates. Danny G, super producing. 877-99 on Fox. We got Iowa Sam, and we have Wack Diesel stopping by. We got some NBA trivia, speaking of basketball. But remember, after the show, our podcast goes up. And if you miss any of today's show, be sure to check out the podcast. Search Covino and Rich, C-O-V-I-N-O, Covino and Rich, wherever you get your podcast. And be sure to also follow, rate, and review the podcast, okay? Again, Covino and Rich, thank you guys for hanging out. And I got to say, thoughts, good wishes, vibes, prayers. Francis Scott Key Bridge in Maryland, man, that was a scary clip to wake up to. Like, jeez Louise,
yo,
that's terrible.
Collapsed like out of a movie.
Yeah, like Leave the World Behind. That was scary.
Jeez. Best wishes there. Hey, I was saying, did you have a nervous belly last night? Because I was flipping around. I'm like, it was middle of the second half,
yes.
And Iowa was like tied up. I'm like, yo, Iowa State must be getting nervous right now.
A nervous belly full of beer that helped quell my nerves.
Well, that helps, yeah.
Yeah.
It does. But,
you're on to the Sweet 16?
Yeah, and listen, Doug Gottlieb, the show before this show, he had a point about the reffing and the disparity in free throws, and did they want to keep Caitlin Clark and Iowa in the tournament because it's good for ratings, and she's in all these commercials, and say what you will, it was a meat grinder of a game, but never gets any sweeter than that when you're off to the Sweet 16 in front of your home crowd like that. So,
yeah, I'll tell you what, Caitlin Clark had people watching last night.
She scored half the team's points. I mean, what can you say?
No, that's insane. Yeah, amazing. So, again, some basketball trivia, lots of NBA, lots of madness, lots of greatness. I use greatness loosely here on the Covino and Rich Show.
Now, the NFL.
The NFL, the other big story.
There's
a lot of weird stories. Let's just say, for the record, there's a lot of weird stories in the news this week. I mentioned this cargo ship in Maryland. Weird, unfortunate, sad, tragic, right? But then you got this Diddy story that broke when we were on the air yesterday, and I'm like, is this real? Is this real life?
Like, everything out there is weird, right? And creepy. That documentary everyone's watching about the Nickelodeon creepo.
Creepos everywhere.
Then you look this way, and it's like, what is that guy doing in the Planet Fitness bathroom? There's
Planet
every story.
Fitness stories. You got Ohtani announcements. It's just weird.
Is everyone
can we just get the baseball season going, too, already, just so we could focus on something else?
The question is everyone a liar or a creep?
I don't know, right? And then, of course, there's the NFL stories. Now, yeah. They're not as weird, but they're interesting, right? Interesting that they're making all these moves. Would you say we learned a little something from the XFL?
Yeah. I mean, just based on that kickoff rule, right?
A little something, right?
The NFL has decided to adopt. Now, when you think about rule changes in sports, Danny, we always agree that it's the common sentiment for everyone to hate it at first, right?
Like any change.
Yeah.
Most people
don't like anything they're not used to.
New iPhone update. You're like, I hate Apple. Actually, it ended up being okay. I think this is the first time there's been a rule change that everyone's like, oh, cool. Because was anyone really happy with 80%? I felt like it was like 80% of the time it was just a lame touchback like through the end zone.
Yeah. Felt like a waste of time.
So with that said, the fact that the offense is going to be lining up on the other side of the 50 – no one could really move until the guy catches the ball. Roger Goodell talked about it.
I think it'll be a big improvement. I think it will bring the play back into, a relevant play, an important play, and an exciting play. And I think we can do it where the injury rate hopefully will drop.
Now, the hip drop tackle, that rule has a lot of people saying, like, well, how the hell are you going to tackle someone? That's the one where no one seems to be in agreement. But
I had people up in arms yesterday. People were man at arms yesterday, angry and upset. Current players, former players. What is this, flag football? You even brought up in our pre-show meeting, do you think we'll ever get to the point where it is flag football?
It's possible.
I mean, the ban on the no hip drop tackle caused some controversy. And then this one, we think we could get behind. We agree with this one. But again, it goes back to what Rich said. Nobody likes change at all anyway. Nobody likes to make those adjustments. It's the Covino and Rich cell phone update theory. Anytime there's a new update on your cell phone, you hate it. You hate it. But 2 weeks into it, you're like, you know what? It's better. And most of the time it is.
It is. Honestly.
Most of the time. You get used to it either way.
Very rarely is there an update where you're like, I like the old way better.
Remember how mad you were when they took away the button on your cell phone? I didn't have a cell phone at the time, but I remember Rich was like devastated. What am I going to do without my button?
That's when you were Android boy.
I was Android boy,
Before that, they took the headphone jack away, remember?
Yeah, everybody hates it.
What?
And then what happens? You make your adjustment, you're mad about it for a few days, and then you forget all about the previous way, and you move on, you move forward, and you realize, you know what? This wasn't so bad.
But
it might even be better.
I think... Am I wrong that, then again, I haven't really listened to anyone else today. I've been in my own thoughts. But has anyone...
You've been glued on Diddy updates.
I have. You know what? I'm really so disinterested. I feel like all along so many people are creepos and we're just sadly learning about it.
No.
I think many people, for the most part, are like, yeah, this kickoff thing could be fun. Do you know anyone that's really fighting it? Like,
not this one.
I want a traditional touchback of the time.
Yesterday, everybody was mad about the no hip drop tackle thing. Today, I'm calling it the XFL kickoff.
Let's do it.
I mean, that's what I'm going with right now. I don't think anyone's as mad about it.
Now, the hip drop tackle has
hippity hip drop.
It's got people mad. In fact, I just saw a meme as I was getting ready to do the show. It said, well, let's go back to Super Bowl 34. Do you remember when the Tennessee Titans came within inches of tying the St. Louis, at the time, Rams? That was a hip drop tackle that prevented him from getting in the end zone. So they said if that was now, it would be penalty, end of regulation, but the Titans would have had one play from the 1 yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy when you think about it. It's a big play. Goodell talked about that. The hip drop tackle.
Listen, it's a play has a 20 times injury factor. From that standpoint, you can't allow that. We've been very, I think, effective and very clear when we see a technique that we think is going to increase the safety of our players. We're going to work to try to remove it from the game.
So, hey, man, of course the owners are going to vote for this. They're trying to keep their players healthy.
Yeah, listen, mixed reviews on the hip drop. I think all positive reviews on the new kickoff rules. I think it just makes it more exciting, right? Who doesn't want to see some special teams, some speed, some guys making moves? Like, honestly, is there...
I think it's a push, Rich. I think for everybody angry about yesterday's updates, you have to realize it's for the safety of the players. But then you get today's update announcement, and you're like, all right, whatever, it's a push.
That's fun. You know, the one thing they've yet to address, now they've flirted with the idea of some weird, like, hey, if you want an onside kick, do like 4th and 20 from your territory. What about just going back to the old school onside kick? The new onside kick has made it virtually impossible for that play to be effective at all. I'm surprised that hasn't been resolved. But mixed reviews.
Mixed reviews, but again, that's just the nature of the beast. That's just how people operate. People hate anything new. People hate change. And like I said, total push based on the fact that no one's really hating on the XFL kickoff. Again, the kickoff return, the receiver, once he catches it, that's when everybody gets to run. He has to catch it first.
He's basically standing in a zone alone.
Mm-hmm. Alone, and then when it lands or he catches it, that's when people could run.
Unfreeze,
exactly.
You know, you're going to see the special teams kick returner be more of a key position now.
Yeah, we could see another Devin Hester finally.
I was just going to say how guys like that must feel when they see these updates.
Or I wonder if there's going to be guys that want to do a little double duty. And I'm not just saying this because I'm a Niners fan, but Debo has done some kickoff and punt return coverage over the last couple years. What if you get a guy like Debo that's like, yo, I'm designed for this. If they can't move until I catch the ball, I'm going to bust through those zones. There's guys. I mean, what if a DK Metcalf
guys with
says
super speed that have a few more seconds to get it going, they really benefit from this.
What if a guy,
a Metcalf,
with speed like a Tyreek Hill or strength like a DK Metcalf, what if some of these elite wide receivers are like, well, if that's the case, if I'm going to receive the ball and then have pretty much a few yard head start before people start tackling me?
More action, more scoring. No one's complaining about that.
You could say you're not going to put your receiver in that position, but in key spots you might. All right, and the third one. Christmas Day is going to be on a Wednesday, which is sort of weird, right? Because think about, if you're already thinking about when you're going to take off work with your company.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Like Christmas Eve's on a Tuesday? Christmas on a Wednesday?
Christmas on a hump day?
It's honestly like the weakest, like, is that week a wash? Like, do you take 2 days off?
Yeah, hold on. Let me think about this. So two games, Wednesday, hump day. It's a religious holiday. You're going to be getting your hump on this hump night? So, yeah, how do you balance that out? Do you take off before or after? I think after.
I don't think anyone works anyway. But they talked about the two games that they decided to have on Christmas Day.
Let's hear it.
Well, I think the days are the same for us. We've done this. COVID, it was actually a learning opportunity. I think it was the first time we played on a Wednesday. It will not be a regular thing. It'll be when Christmas falls on a Wednesday. But the time period between games has been done before.
Listen, I don't see why they wouldn't do it. The NBA has done well on Christmas. When the NFL has had these opportunities, usually when it's been on a Saturday or Sunday and they do Christmas games, ratings are huge. Everyone's home. Everyone's with friends and family.
Yeah, it's fine.
And the NFL does trump the NBA.
You said Trump. He's also in the news.
Why would...
Told you, it's a weird week.
Why...
It's a mess.
Would anyone say no to NFL football on Christmas Day?
No, you're lounging around. You're lounging around picking up
Danny G,
wrapping
little,
paper remnants
little,
all day.
Little Co is ripping open his Cocoa Melon toys and then,
walking
you know,
around stepping on Legos. Relax and watch some football.
We know he's not going to be playing with the toys. He's going to be playing with the cardboard box it came in.
It's true.
You know what you're going to be doing? You're going to be laying down, getting into the game.
Daddy's napping.
And then your kids or your wife are going to be like,
bro,
we need batteries for the toy.
Yeah.
Then you're going to have to go out for batteries and you're going to miss the game. That's what happens.
It's a new one. Our generation, instead of going out for smokes, going out for batteries.
Going out for batteries. We forgot. Santa forgot the batteries. Now you got to go out and get them, and you're going to miss half the game on Christmas Day.
Dude, the more sports, the better on a holiday.
No, for sure. You're going to be lounging around being lazy. That's great. Enjoy some eggnog. Enjoy some football.
I love it. So, hey, NFL constantly innovating, constantly making fun changes.
They really are, though, right?
And
you
listen,
think that it's a product that's not broke, so don't fix it.
I don't
but
think
they keep making adjustments. And
I don't think they're pushing it too much here, because sometimes you do get the sense
the
of
no hip drop tackle definitely has some eyebrows raised.
Are you? A lot of times people will be like, "Are you pushing your luck here?" I don't think
that
I
might
think,
be a whammy right there. I don't know yet.
I think the Wednesday games are good. The kickoff is good. Yo, Dan Byer, what says you, the guy that's been reporting this all day?
Yeah, it's been the talk of the town all day.
It has been. That happens with the NFL because we're all talking, trying to figure out the kickoff rule and what will happen. I think everybody's going to love, let's just not waste 10 seconds of our time and kick it through the back of the end zone.
Yeah.
Because I think that is gone. I have no idea on how it's going to appear. I do like the likelihood of more runbacks. The Christmas Day stuff, I think we're just all getting accustomed to it. I think now we put our hands up in the air and love to sound so righteous. But on Christmas Day, when we're done unwrapping presents, we're going to be like, all right, let's turn on the NFL game.
Listen, if you got kids,
by the way,
even if you don't, Christmas to me
there is a downside though.
Christmas
starts.
That's
the one day you're supposed to put the phone down.
No, get out of here.
Forget about the game.
It's not true. Movies come out.
Enjoy the family. Enjoy
movies
a Christmas
come out.
Enjoy
on
a Christmas movie.
No, but they come
sit
out in
the
theater.
Fireplace. Now you're going to be glued to the TV instead of helping your kid put his toy together.
Dude, if you thought Christmas was a day that people didn't do anything, then movies wouldn't historically come out on Christmas
Day. Yeah, but you watched them as a family.
In the theater?
I hate to break the news to you, Rich. Your little kid, Ben.
Yeah.
Doesn't care that much about the 49ers.
What do you mean?
That's what I'm saying.
He loves the 49ers.
He just wants you to play with him on Christmas.
Get out of here.
He wants to, you know, have your attention on the holiday. So there is that if you really want to dive into it.
Yeah, Dan, no one's really said anything, so I don't have some outrageous take. But if you do these new kickoff rules, which they will. And
yeah, I like that one.
Guy receives the ball, mm-hmm. then everyone could essentially play ball. Right? Like you move when the guy receives
the
kickoff.
Yep.
Why won't teams use elite, strong, fast guys like a DK Metcalf on your team or a Debo or someone with Tyreek Hill speed? Like, I don't think you're going to have maybe the traditional kickoff return guys there.
Yeah,
because
it changes special team.
I think if this is an opportunity, Dan, for teams to maybe get the ball to 35-40 if they have a good return team.
Yes.
You might get some of these guys out there.
I think on the surface, although I would not be willing to subject Tyreek Hill DK Metcalf or, you know, Debo's a different animal, you know, but like I wouldn't take like your prime guy to be like, hey, maybe we can make something happen because it's not a scripted play. You don't know where they're going to kick it, so it's not like you can set it up. I don't know if I would want Tyreek Hill or Justin Jefferson to be in any scrums or piles, which you could get in this sort of setup. I don't have a lot of experience on how this is going to play out. I'm just glad we just get rid of the automatic boots through the end zone.
Yeah.
Like
that
just
yeah.
like this, it's
right.
a different way. And there's
that's the snooze part of the game.
Yeah,
all you do because you know that that's the time you can get up and get a drink or something. Because
yeah.
all you do, you're gonna see the ball go through the end zone and you watch the quarterback trot out to the field and like you know it's possibly a timeout.
I think there's a huge difference between the 25 and the 30 yard line, and that's where you would get the football if you booted it out of the end zone. The team would get it at the 30 yard line.
I think this is the best adjustment since taking the uprights out of the end zone.
Yes.
Football
Follies took a hit though because they had no clips of guys, you know, crotching the upright.
CFL still has their
as a kid that always baffled me though. I'm like, why were they
when were you a hazard, when were you, you know? A kid in the early mid 1900s?
When you would see the highlights from it. By the way, and not to dumb it down, but I'm good at that, Rich. I'm calling it the XFL kickoff rule.
Yeah.
Isn't that how we played like two-hand touch back in the day? Wasn't that kind of how you did it? In your backyard or playground when you were sticking or kicking?
Like when the guy caught it, that's when you could get
him? Isn't
them?
That? I feel like that's what we
sort
right. of did,
we
right?
You're right. We froze until the guy caught the ball.
You know, when you said that, like freeze, it just made me think
why
of
you,
stuff.
Why are you calling it the XFL? You should call it Covino's backyard rule.
It kind of is like a backyard rule because when you're thinking about it, when you're playing two-hand
touch. They're showing it right now.
When you're playing tackle football, you would – I mean, sometimes kids would kick it, but if you had a good arm, someone would throw it, right? You didn't really run until that ball landed or someone caught it. That's kind of how I thought about it. But it worked in the XFL. I remember when we talked about the XFL rules. We said that was one that they could adopt. Yeah. And I think that one will work. Your thoughts, your phone calls, you want to chime in? Are you mad about the changes?
I wonder, though, with that, sorry to interrupt. Are we going to get more touchdowns? Because if you break that line, you're gone. And a lot of times you could have, hey, let's chase him down at the 50 because of the way that it was set up. Yeah, you know, it's only a 40. Now, if you break through and you only have the kicker to beat, like that will be something that will be interesting to see, too, if you've got more opportunities for kickoff return.
Which is why it's that cost, you know, benefit ratio of do you put an elite guy out there? Because you could get a set, like, if after week three, you're getting a couple kickoffs a week returned, or at least to the, you know, midfield.
Rich, I think we'll see some teams do that when they're trailing late. Probably not the start of games, yeah, but in a crunch time moment, I bet you that's when we'll see.
Danny, I'm not saying Davante Adams is going to be out there every time for you, but if the Raiders need a, you know, some momentum.
Or their speed guy, like Tucker. It changes strategy a little bit.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. And you're not going to want to take the chance throughout the game for injury reasons,
exactly,
like Dan Byers said. Yeah, that's probably how it's going to work out. So I find that to be interesting from a strategy standpoint and just a scoring standpoint.
Strategy.
I said that on purpose.
Good callback there.
Strategy. Well, you know what? I'm glad all this NFL news came down, because the only other NFL news today was sort of bumming me out, and it was that Aaron Rodgers is not going to be anyone's vice president. So, we at least got some good NFL news today, right? We got more, Covino and Rich. We're going to talk about whether or not you want to know if you got cheated on, a la Tom and Giselle. Do you want to know? Do you really want to know what went down in a relationship? So we'll get to that.
Mark Anthony needs to know.
There's a funny 49er interaction that has to do with emojis and George Kittle. We'll get to that. And this Pete Rose clip that Covino loves and I hate, you could decide who's right and who's wrong. We'll get to that all next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
And what if there was someone who wanted to find or help you find the job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals. That's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you could trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. So again, go to expresspros.com. That's expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started.
With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator, customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take that next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time job, turn to Express Employment.
Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go at it alone in your job search. Visit ExpressPros.com. Again, ExpressPros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you: graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you gotta check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Creeps everywhere.
Screw you, creepo!
Name the movie. Come on, I know it. Who knows it?
Screw you, creepo!
Hey, Rock! Hey, Rocky! Screw you, creepo!
Lil Marie from Rocky One.
Lil Marie, like, watch your mouth. Absolutely no.
Hey, Covino and Rich. Creeps like P. Diddy. Creeps like everybody.
Terrible, man.
All right. What a weird week. Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio. And if you're feeling like half the man you used to be, STP style, wait till you see these hot pictures of Travis Kelce on the beach.
Whoa!
You know what, though? Look, he's a professional football player. And Taylor Swift, she's a good-looking,
talented
woman.
Can I tell
you
something?
But they really make it out like he's an Adonis, and she's sculpted from the gods. Like, the headlines are like, sculpted abs. And then you look at it, and it's like, well, they're not in that great a shape.
Let me tell you something.
They're not that ripped.
Let me tell you something, Siskel and Ebert.
I'm not being critical. It's just those are the headlines that you see when they're in the Bahamas.
Agreed. Well, they
frolicking
say that,
in the water,
they
like
say that about
Rocky and Apollo.
Every celebrity. And it's
right.
Like, come on, give me a break. But for anyone that would say, I will say this. For anyone that would love to be like, Taylor Swift, she's got like a flat booty and no body. She had a little rumpus in that beach photo.
Let the wild rumpus begin.
She had she was looking damn good. So, hey.
Let me see this wild rumpus you speak of.
I'll show you right
now. Get out of here, rumpus.
But, you know, they were at a gym today in L.A. How do you feel about them telling all the other people, get out of the gym while Taylor and Travis have their little workout?
Yeah, I'm okay with it. You know why? Because everybody would be in their business, staring, uncomfortable. They're big stars. You're not. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
You don't live that life.
If you're Taylor Swift, do you want to be doing squats and lunges in front of some schmo?
No. I mean, I hear those stories, and don't get it twisted. It's an eye roll sometimes. But they're on another level of being under the microscope.
You know how you know? You know how you know? Because Josh Allen and Haley Steinfeld have been seen out and about. He's a superstar quarterback. She's a big-time actress. And no one cares even
There's a difference.
No one cares even 100th as they care about Kelce and Taylor Swift.
No,
it's true, DB.
Yeah, it is true. We're going to take your feedback. We're going to get your updates. But real quick, we're live from the TireRack.com studio. Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. See the standings. Get rules now at FoxSportsRadio.com. Morgan H. is currently in first place with an impressive 55 points out of a possible 64. But four listeners are right behind Morgan with 54 points. Two winners get the ultimate college sports trip for two with Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. Where we stayed in Nashville, had a great time. But props to Morgan H.
What's up? Dan Byer.
Are you sure that it wasn't John Quinones and What Would You Do when they kicked everybody out of the gym?
What would you do?
Yes, because they have been going to gyms lately, and I know that's right up your alley when Quinones is on the secret mic.
Anytime something like that happens, Dan, I look for that giant melon of his to see if John Quinones. I'm like, where is that giant melon? Quinones is here. I know it.
Every time I see an injustice, I look around like, should I do the right thing? Is John Quinones going to pop out of behind a bush somewhere?
What would you do?
All right.
I love that show.
All right. We're going in, guys.
By the way, is that show back?
Oh, yeah. It's back with a vengeance.
They've gone.
They did a gym one like a couple of weeks ago. I saw one just the other night where guys at the bar and slips something in the woman's drink.
Oh, yeah. I would stop that.
Yeah.
I would stop that.
And you know that when they blur out the faces of people, that those people didn't do anything.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know. Maybe that's where my girl dad instincts kick in or something, man. I don't know. I would definitely step up. That's what I would do.
A lot of times I do subscribe to mind your own business, but if I saw a dude put something in a girl's drink, and I'm sure in this John Quinones skit, I'm sure she's probably like, I'm feeling funny.
Yes.
And the guy was probably still not doing anything.
They had to egg it on, and then finally, because the guy was like, hey, why don't you come back to my place? And then the guy next to him said, hey, she's not going anywhere. And then
John Quinones comes out.
Yes.
Wow.
What made you say that? What made you stop that girl? Oh, it's great.
What's the right thing to do, John?
Yes.
That is a good. You know, I'm inspired. And by the way, I want you to know to tie it back to Fox Sports. The NFL started this with you make the call. Yeah, they were the original. They were the OGs. Remember
the OG? Yeah.
Remember you make the call.
Yes.
Now,
those are the days.
What would you do?
Well, you know what makes me mad is thinking of you make the call. I know it's so much of social media is dummy fishing where it aggravates you, but it's supposed to.
Yeah.
You ever see someone say, it'll be a baseball play, and they're like, is that foul or fair?
Well, dude,
and all the comments are just people that don't know the game.
Danny G and Dan Byer, I brought this one up to Rich the other day. Here's one I see going viral just this past week. If a dude jumps from the three-point line and then lofts up a layup before he lands. Right before he lands, is that 2 points or 3 points?
It's three. It's three.
Yeah, so it's like a breakaway layup. And it is. It's 3 points because he never touched. He just jumped at the three-point line, lets it go right before he lands.
It's where your feet land.
And, dude, the way people jump nowadays, they're pretty close to the rim, loft it right in there, but it does make you think, will we see that more often? Maybe breakaways, I don't know, but I guess when defenders are there, it's a different story. But it
happened this past weekend in the NCAA tournament when the guy had the ball tip off of his hands and go in the backcourt.
That's right. Saw that.
In the Oakland NC State game, you had to have possession. Sorry to cut you off, Covino, but that was a big one where people were getting it wrong everywhere.
You make the call. Yeah, that's 3 points, man.
It is interesting, but you did bring that up. And again, sounds like a silly question, but when you do have guys with the size and agility now of a Wembanyama.
It sounds like a Globetrotters play, but it's legit.
Defenders will stop something like that all the time because you would need momentum to jump from the three-point line to do a finger roll or some type of float, you know, like a floating jumper.
Wemby could patent that shot.
But if Wemby is sort of on a breakaway or not much, you know, the defenders haven't all come back yet, you don't think some of the big guys like him or Giannis work on some type of, hey, if I took off from the three-point line, could I master some type of floater?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I see dudes, and one dude's doing it online. Of course an NBA guy could do it if he practiced enough.
Can't believe Pete Rose. I want to hear you guys make the call on the video clip.
Oh, you know what? This is going to be so annoying. So I need a moment to breathe. So let's go to Dan Byer for an update.
And then Pete Rose.
And then I want to get mad at Covino.
And we still got to talk Kelsey Swift.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, new kickoff rule in the NFL. You guys talked about the hybrid kickoff rule will be in place for the 2024 season. Some other changes going on. Two games on Christmas Day, even though Christmas Day is on a Wednesday. That'll happen in 2024. Trade deadline has been pushed back as well. It will now occur after week 9. And you guys talked a lot about the playoff game that was streaming on Peacock exclusively last year. Well, there will be a playoff game streamed exclusively on Amazon in the 2024 season. The NFL also announced that the Eagles opener that they play in Brazil will also be streamed exclusively on Peacock. So that's that Friday night game to open the NFL season. More news from the NFL is the contract of Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott will not be adjusted for the upcoming season. That's according to the NFL Network as Dak is entering the final year of his contract. Packers signed former Vikings kicker Greg Joseph to a deal. Steelers signed running back Cordarrelle Patterson. Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio, Thursday, August 1st, will feature the Houston Texans against the Chicago Bears. No LeBron James for the Lakers tonight against the Bucks, out because of an ankle injury. Just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. New Mexico men's basketball coach Richard Pitino, a candidate at Louisville. USC's Andy Enfeld, the candidate for the SMU job, and Washington State AD Pat Chun leaving to become the new AD at Washington. Guys, back to you.
Thank you. We're Covino and Rich. That's Dan Beyer. Appreciate it. Danny G, super producing. Iowa Sam's here. Thank you guys for hanging out. Thanks for checking out our videos, too. Everything at Covino and Rich. And I'm pumped about this week, man. We got baseball on Thursday. On Friday, we head to Vegas.
Baseball.
We're going to be covering that Tim Tszyu fight. It was supposed to be Keith Thurman, Tim Tszyu. Now it's Fedora, Tim Tszyu, and that's going to be on Amazon Prime, the PBC fight this weekend. We'll be there, so listen out on Friday, bringing you all the fun always, Covino and Rich. And later today, Shaq Diesel NBA trivia, Rich. But we still got to talk Kelce and Swift, Tom Brady, yeah, and Giselle.
There's
like a gossipy, salacious week.
Well, again, what else is in the news?
Pete Rose
all
is in the news.
All terrible stuff. But you know what? There's a Pete Rose clip.
Pete Rotani, bro.
And I think this is the most eye-rolly, forced, terrible attempt at comedy, but Covino thinks it's funny.
I think it's – I mean, I see what you're saying. I feel the forced nature of it. But it's Pete Rose in some just botchagaloop, just to put it nicely, some big botchagaloop who's like, hey, yo, Pete, come here. Hey, yo, it's Matt Thrasher. Hey, Pete, get over here.
And
I was talking with my good friend, Pete Rose. He ain't
some
your
guy,
good friend.
This guy has gabagool in his shirt.
Yeah, this guy has fresh mozzarella in his front pocket.
Come here, Pete Rose.
But the truth is, he's not an Italian guy.
Gabagool.
He's a Southern guy, because I think he's...
Oh, he says, I'm sorry. Let me...
Baseball's going on.
Yeah. Matt Thrasher here. Woo! And we're going to talk about the current goings on. My good friend.
The current.
Pete Rose.
The current goings on?
Yeah, he does say that.
Forget the gabagool. This guy's got some sweet and sassy sauce in his front
like
pocket.
He looks like a botchagaloop. He looks like a Billy Bob of sorts, then. How about that?
Yeah. Take a listen to this.
Hey, guys. Matt Thrasher here, enjoying some March Madness with my great friend, Pete Rose. And we were talking about the current goings on in baseball right now.
Goings
on. Pete wanted to mention something.
Well, back in the 70s and 80s, I wish I'd have had an interpreter. I'd be scot-free.
There you have it from the hit team.
Scot-free, man.
Do you realize like how lame that was? Like, all right, no, Pete, when I come.
Lame. The best part, my great friend. I love that. My great friend, Pete Rose.
You think Pete Rose wants to claim Matt Thrasher?
Pete Rose is 82 years old. I'm not saying he doesn't know what's going on, but he's like, great friend. I don't know this guy from anybody, great friend. And he's probably doing it just because this guy told him to. But it's still funny. How do you not see that as funny?
So, Pete, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to talk about the goings-ons in baseball.
The current goings-on.
And here's the punchline. You say, if I only had an interpreter.
See, it's funny. You guys are hating on it. I told you it's funny. And then Pete Rose is there like an old robot.
Wait, are you sure that? Wait,
so
are you,
cringy that
are you
it's
sure?
funny.
Wait, is this Matt Thrasher or is this Bill Burr? Is this Louis C.K., Dave Chappelle? This is the worst comedy I've never heard of my life.
I hate to bring it back to Rocky, but it makes me think of that scene when Rocky's in the hospital and he signs his first autograph. He's like, to my best friend, who I never met. To my best friend, Charlie Flynn, who I never met.
Rich, I don't think this guy was going for comedy. I think he thought he was going for justice.
Dude, he thinks he nailed it.
Yeah.
That's the funny part. It's like,
that's what's
it's
funny
like,
about it.
It's like last night when they announced the new lame bachelorette, she made a joke that fell flat. Did you see that?
I mean, it happens. It happens on this show at least once or twice a show. Maybe once or twice an hour.
I mean, we're the most guilty.
I mean, it's okay.
The bachelor at the new girl, who no one wanted to begin with, they bring her out and she's like, here's what I'm looking for. And, you know, the handsome, big-headed Jesse Palmer's like, oh, what are you looking for in a guy? I'm looking for a guy with a really big, huge heart. like making a junk joke, like on ABC. Ridiculous.
Grounds for cancellation.
John Quinones was hoping she said head. He'd be like, oh, great. I'm in the running.
I'm in the running. What do you say?
And no, that's not what happened.
Just listen to this one more time.
Jokes fall flat.
We gotta bring the comedy to Fox Sports Radio with Matt Thrasher.
Hey, guys. Matt Thrasher enjoying some March Madness with my great friend Pete Rose. And we were talking about the current goings-on in baseball right now, and Pete wanted to mention something.
Oh, did he?
Well, back in the 70s and 80s, I wish I'd have had an interpreter. I'd be scot-free.
I'd be
scot-free.
Yeah, but hold on. Everybody, and you could say unfairly, they're comparing this Ohtani story to Pete Rose, and they're two completely different stories. I get all that. But he's hitting on a pop culture sort of sentiment that, hey, if Pete Rose got in all this trouble, why are we trying to believe Ohtani just because he's saying that he had nothing to do with it?
I think I'm just mad we couldn't book Matt Thrasher on the show today.
He got the exclusive.
He got the exclusive with Pete Rose, and here we're talking to Iowa Sam and Danny. All right, listen, we'll be back. We got more CNR on FSR. A lot of fun on a Tuesday show.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, yeah.
So, Rich, two things can be true, as they said on the Bachelor finale last night. Two things can be true. The Pete Rose clip was very forced and kind of lame.
Yes.
But don't tell me it wasn't funny, because I was laughing my ass off just now.
But it's funny because it's so bad.
It was great. Oh, I loved it. Again, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Covino and Rich. And next hour, some Whack Diesel trivia. Shaq Diesel basketball trivia, your chance to win a CNR Swiggy. Thanks again for hanging out with us. That's Rich Davis, the rapping general.
I'm rapping to the beat.
He raps just like Barney Rubble did in the Cocoa Pebbles commercial.
I'm the rapping master, and I'm here to say I love Fruity Pebbles in a major way.
He loves Fruity Pebbles in a major way.
Tell everyone rapped in the 80s to that same crappy cadence.
I know.
My name is Mike, and I'm here to say
Danny G knows all about it. Danny G, hip-hop guru, super producing on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. Iowa Sam, Dan Beyer, thank you guys for hanging out with us. We have so much nonsense to get to, Rich.
Oh, I had a question for you, but can you play the Pete Rose thing one more time for people that may have missed it? Pete Rose in Vegas, some goofball goes up to him, and it's like the most terribly staged bad attempt at comedy, but it's funny because it's so bad.
Hey, guys, Matt Thrash here, enjoying some March Madness with my great friend Pete Rose.
Great friend.
And we were talking about the current goings-on in baseball right now, and Pete wanted to mention something.
Well, back in the 70s and 80s, I wish I'd have had an interpreter. I'd be scot-free.
There you have it from the Hit King.
Boom goes dynamite.
Is Scott Free, is that reference to Mike Scott or Scott Spezio?
Scott Spezio.
Again, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. And just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today.
Can I tell you I'm living like a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode in my head right now?
Sure, go ahead.
I have a haircut tonight after the show. Late appointment, 6 o'clock.
And you're going to get the old Larry David?
No, Larry David, get out of here.
You're going to get a Costanza?
I feel like I'm mentally preparing what I want to talk about at the barbershop.
Oh, yeah, you better be prepared.
Because this is my second time at this barbershop.
I was saying, yo, homie, who you got this weekend, Fundora or Timzu?
I was saying, only my barber knows I do a sports talk show.
Don't they call you La Flama Blanca there?
So there he is, the white flame.
I go in there, and I'm the only white dude in this barbershop. All the chairs and the barbers, Mexican dudes, black dudes. And by 10 minutes into the conversation, I'm like hosting a show in the barbershop. I can't help myself. I'm talkative.
Oh, that's great.
I'm annoying. I'm not an introvert. I know I'm annoying. But I left, and my barber was like, yo, all the guys were like, who's that guy?
Oh, you know what you got to drop? Yo, man, Ryan Garcia, am I right?
Yeah, man, a homie's losing his mind.
And then just bring up some of the wackadoo stuff he's been saying on social media.
So apparently the guys at the barbershop are like, yo, that guy's pretty funny. Oh, he does a talk show on Fox Sports. Oh, check it out. So now I feel like it's my second time there.
You know what you got
to
do.
I have to bring it.
No.
I can't be a dud.
Not only bring it.
Ohtani, we got to. What else do I talk about at the barbershop? Ohtani, Ryan Garcia, the fights this weekend.
The Pete Rose. Yeah, the Pete Rose clip. Yeah.
Yo, have you guys seen this corny Pete Rose clip? Here, come on, let me show you my phone.
How your brackets are doing. You know, your little bracket talk.
Oh, yeah, a little madness.
Maybe they don't care about that.
Bring the madness. And then, Rich, we got a new QR code. You got to hit them with that so they could follow our show.
Oh, yeah.
We have a CNR QR code.
Scan this and it brings you to all our stuff.
Yeah.
That won't annoy anybody.
Hit them with that.
Yo, homie got a QR code. He's like big time or something.
Well, hey, live from the TireRack.com studio. I feel like the barbershop.
You got to bring
such
it.
A fun time just to talk about all this stuff.
There. You can't slip there with false facts and fake news.
LeBron, eat your heart out, right?
Yeah.
It's the real barbershop now.
You got to bring
film it.
Rich, you should. You should film it. Rich's barbershop talk.
Now, coming up.
Here with my great friend, my barber.
my great friend, my barber.
Talking about the goings-ons in sports.
Talking about all the goings-ons. So, coming up, we are going to talk about Tom and Giselle. And it's not so much about them as much as, do you want to know if you were cheated on? Like, would you really want to know? Or is it better left unsaid? We'll get to that. Plus, some March Madness. And, of course, we'll play some trivia.
Let's do Shaq Diesel
trivia.
Giving away prizes.
More coming up right here, Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.